Well, thank you, Sister Clark. My, won't it be something when we really see and be there what she's singing about?
Amen. Yep.
We're going to see him crowned as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. My, thank you, Sister Clark. That just kind of takes you up to heavenly places, don't it? Sure does. Again, it's my privilege to have a special visitor with us, special preacher, Brother Jim Jorgensen. He is the Executive Vice President of Commonwealth Baptist College in Lexington, Kentucky, where our friend Brother Fugate is pastor. And we've known Brother Jorgensen a good long time, and then he goes back a long time with Brother Wendell Evans. They served together there at Hiles Anderson. And I just count it a real privilege that they came by this morning to be with us. And I'm going to ask Brother Jorgensen to come on and preach to us as God leads him this morning.
Amen. Thank you, preacher. Thank you. It is a blessing to be here. I appreciate the honor of being asked to preach here. I graduated actually Princeton University in New Jersey in June of 1969, and went down to had gotten into fundamental Bible study group and so on, and gotten to know Dr. John Rice and family there, and they sent me down to Tennessee Temple when Dr. Robertson was there to prepare for ministry, because I knew I wanted to serve God with my life. And met Dr. Evans that spring of 69. When I went down to talk about it, they hired me to teach math in the college. And then I went through seminary, and Dr. Evans and I worked for him 3 years there at Temple. And then 23 years we were together with Brother Hiles, and a lot of good memories and a lot of good times. Three of us hour after hour on Saturday mornings working through and the college. And it's a blessing to be with Dr. Evans and Mrs. Evans here today. Last 16 years I've been with Brother Fugate at Commonwealth, and it's a blessing to be there. I appreciate Brother Fugate and the ministry. My wife of almost 48 years decided to stay home. I guess she likes the cold weather up in Lexington. I think it was about 25 degrees up there, and she teaches at our college too, and hates to miss classes, but I went ahead and scheduled tests for all my classes on Monday, and she had her tests on Friday, and so she's teaching tomorrow. But right about now, she'll be with the bus kids working there. My wife and I oversee a part of our bus ministry. I love the bus ministry. Just about every Saturday that we're in Lexington, my wife and I go out and personally visit on bus routes and get lead people to Christ sometime, not all the time, but regularly, and work with the bus kids. Love the bus ministry. And anyhow, turn your Bible. Don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to try and get into message here. Turn your Bible, and let's see, I'm on the lapel. Can I move that? And that'll still work, because I'm not tall as you are, and it's a little harder to see over. And but anyhow, John chapter 14 is a message I've had on my heart for quite a while for today. And I got Sunday school, and you turned to John 14. I thought, I don't know if that confirms that that's what I'm supposed to preach, or if that means, boy, I'm supposed to preach something different, because you're out of, but I'm in the first half of the chapter, at least to start with here. Jesus, speaking to the disciples, says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." I want to preach this morning on the peace of God. You may want to turn over and read verse 27 there. John chapter 14, Jesus says again, and the preacher talked about that in the Sunday school hour. If you don't come Sunday school, you ought to come Sunday school. What a great lesson this morning. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you and to preach your word anywhere to anybody, but especially this morning in this church, Holy Spirit, guide my mind and speak to hearts while I speak to ears. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And, you know, again, I want to talk about the peace of God and preach to you about that. Seems like, you know, today more and more people are just, you know, concerned. What's going to happen? We worry and we fret, and we know we shouldn't worry as Christians, but sometimes we do, and you know, we get involved in that. We disturbed. We worry about the future and the unknown, and you know, as what's going to happen in the future. Maybe you're young. When you're young, you don't worry as much, or you worry about different things anyhow. And you know, you're young, you feel like, well, I'm going to live forever. I mean, I'm, you know, I may get sick, but you know, hey, it all, you know, I'm young and tough and I'll just keep going. You get our age and you feel a little bit more like, well, you know, every ache or pain or little crick in your neck or something, and we all wonder, well, I wonder what this means, wonder where that's going, and you know, wonder if this is, and you know, but we worry about our health. We worry about the future, which includes our health and our children and young people, young couples and children. Am I going to have children? Whatever. The daily challenges of life. We worry about finances. We worry about, I mean, people of all ages, we worry about the future and things that by and large you can't control. Worry about the political climate and what's going to happen in our country. A couple of years ago, we were worried, you know, are we going to be able to keep our freedoms or what's going to happen? And, you know, just by the way, when you're talking about politics or whatever, you know, my job as a Christian is the same. Doesn't matter what the laws are, or who's in office or who's on the Supreme Court. My job is to serve God, witness, testify for Him, live for Him. That's what I'm supposed to do. Doesn't make any difference. Who's in the White House or on the Supreme Court, the Senate, the House, the governor, whatever. I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to pass out tracts, witness, try and get people in church, try and get people to live for God, try and live for God myself, read my Bible, pray, encourage others. I mean, that's my job. I mean, but still, on the other hand, I'd rather end my life living in my home and sleeping in my bed instead of a jail cell someplace. And, you know, you worry about the future. We worry about failure. I work with college kids every day, and they worry about, you know, will I be able to pass my classes? Will I be able to get a job, pay my school bill? Will they, you know, will I be able to get married? Am I going to be happy? What am I going to do? Will anybody hire me as we get older in life? We worry about what will happen to me, and is this job secure, and will my money last long enough, and you know, things like that. Preacher asks you to teach a Sunday school class or something. You feel like, man, I don't know if I can do that or not, and I might get in there. Suppose they, you know, what if I get in? Suppose I fail. Suppose I start working on a bus. I can't get anybody to come. And suppose this. And suppose, I mean, we worry all the time. We worry about our family. We worry, we worry, we worry. So what's the answer to all that stuff, Brother Jorgensen? The idea is to believe God. Jesus said there, you know, let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me. I'm going to take care of you. The answer to the whole thing of worry and stress and everything else is to believe God. Hebrews 13:6 says just about, and I try and quote some of these verses. I may miss a word or two, but I'll get them close. Just about, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hey, God's going to take care of me. God's going to take care of you. Amen. According to the Word of God. And Psalm 56, I heard a message on that when I was young, getting started, reading my Bible, studying it. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. The preacher said he liked that because it didn't say when I'm afraid of finances, I'll trust in God, or when I'm afraid about my health, I'll trust in. He just covered it all by saying, what time I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee. Because I'll have fears. And wonder and worry and concern. I mean, you know, you just, you're flying and all of a sudden it gets bumpy and you think, man, haven't felt that quite that way before. Wonder what that is. We were flying down here the other day, and the captain came out and said we were late leaving Lexington, and said, well, we got a low oil pressure light on one of the sub engines, some accessory thing and so on, and we're waiting for somebody to come out and fix it. And then he came on about 15 minutes later and said, well, nobody's coming to fix it, but we think we can make it anyhow, so we're just going to go ahead and go. And I thought, well, I guess I've driven my car a little bit with a check engine light on, and, you know, and I got there. And I'm thinking, well, the pilot's on this plane, too, and he knows if it goes down, he's going down, too. And Delta probably wouldn't, you know, I mean, anyhow, we got here. And, you know, you just, God promises that he's going to take care of us. Philippians, you don't need to turn different passages, but Philippians chapter 4 says, verse 6, be careful for nothing. And the word careful there has the idea of full of care. In other words, you could read that, the idea is don't worry about anything. Be careful for nothing. Don't have cares of this life and worries and stress. You say, well, Brother Jordan said, well, what about all those things like my health and my family and my kids and grandkids and their health and everything else in life? He adds, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So instead of worrying about things, instead of being careful and full of care about the different problems in my life, I'm supposed to take them to God and say, God, you're in charge. You deal with this. I'll do what I can. You'll have to do what I can't. And with a lot of problems in life, that's about all you can do. And the verse goes on, then verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I'll be able to lay my head down on the pillow at night and go to sleep. God's in charge. You know, I mean, I think, as far as I know, I'm in good health. You know, a few aches and pains and things like that, as far as I know. But I do know someday I'm leaving this earth. I'm praying, I'm hoping Jesus will come and we'll all go together, and it'll be in a moment, a twinkling of an eye at the last trump. And that's where I'm hoping to go. I want to live here so, like the old song says, I can leave without saying goodbye. Everything of value to me will be up there. But I know if that doesn't happen, someday I'm going to die. But I know where I'm going. Can't imagine living the life down here wondering, where am I going to go when I die? Where am I going to go? What's going to happen? The fears that would go with that. I know where I'm going. I mean, that coronation she was singing about will be there. And I'm going to see Jesus. Served him a long time. Never have seen him. Looking forward to seeing him. I like traveling, touring, looking at different places, going to see historic sites and beautiful landscapes and the oceans and sunsets. So you get some of those and you just, you know, you get out and you look and you say, wow. Mountains or sunset over the ocean, or don't have mountains down here. We were at Bach Tower the other day, 298 feet above sea level. They said that's the biggest mountain in Florida. Last summer we were in Banff National Park in Canada, you know, in the Rockies, and 298 feet was a little rock pile that you could climb up to get a better view. But they don't have the ocean up there either. But I like getting around and looking at different things, and sometimes you just, I like the song, some morning you'll find me touring that city. Can you imagine we get to heaven? Wow. It's real. I got a mansion there. So he says, oh, it's supposed to be dwelling places. You live where you want to live, I'll live where I want to live. My Father's house are many mansions. I'm foreseeing my mom and dad. Mom and dad will be singing. Heaven's praise will be ringing to the dearest friend I ever had. Love that line of that song. That's going to be a real event. And peace of God. Jesus basically there in John 14 says, you believe in me, it's going to get bleak. They didn't really understand. Oh, I mean, they should have, but I don't think they really grasped what was happening with the death and the resurrection and everything else. I mean, they were surprised to see him on that Sunday morning. And they didn't really get it all. And Jesus is saying, look, it's going to get bleak. It's going to get tough. But I'm with you. You believe in God, believe also in me. Even though you can't see what I'm doing, I'm working for you, God's going to see you through. And you look at, you know, you read the book of Psalms, and you read even a little bit. Much of the Bible, I mean, I'm in favor of reading it and studying it, and I teach Bible doctrines and all that good stuff. But a lot of it, you just read it.
Right.
You know, you read the Psalms. Jesus says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. God's going to take care of me. I got a good shepherd. Sheep, the quality of life is totally dependent on who your shepherd is. I got the Lord for mine. I shall not want. And you read the Psalms, and again, I think the theme is that God loves me. He's going to take care of me. If I live right and do what God wants me to do, it's going to work out a whole lot better than if I don't. I read that all the way through the Psalms. And if I just live right and the righteous and the people that are trying to do right, God's going to bless them. It's going to work out well. And, you may not have as much money. You may not have this. The old saying, money take you everywhere, but heaven buy everything but happiness is certainly true. You know, the Psalms will say, wicked may prevail, they may prosper for a little while, you may have a hard time, but the wicked's going to get what they've got coming to them, and God says, I'm going to take care of you, it's going to come out okay. Look, if there weren't a Red Sea and the Pharaoh's army in front of them and the Red Sea, and Pharaoh's army behind them, the Red Sea in front of them, God couldn't have done the miracle. If the rich, Matthew chapter 9 there, the rich ruler's daughter hadn't died, Jesus couldn't have walked in and raised her. And they said, Jesus, you should have gotten here earlier. I mean, you know, the ruler came and he got down to the house there in Matthew 9. They said, oh, Jesus, you're too late. She's dead. They had professional mourners that had come in to howl and wail and cry and so on because the girl had died. And they said, Jesus, you're too late. He said, nah, she's not dead. She's just sleeping. Sleep in Christ and phrase her. And he walks in past them. They said, oh, man, you're crazy. We're professionals at this. You know, we're the mourners. We you know, she's dead. Jesus lifts, picks her hand up and says, arise, and she walks out. She hadn't died. That couldn't have happened. Lazarus hadn't died. They said, you know, the song we sing, 3 days, 5 days. Jesus, you're 2 days, you're too late. Lazarus hadn't died. Jesus couldn't have walked up and said, Lazarus, come forth. There's all of us have ups and downs in life. We have times of discouragement in our life. We have times when we worry and we wonder what's going to happen. But God is going to take care of you and I if we'll serve him and live for him, try and do what we can to serve him. If the Bible says anything, it says that. I believe in God. Believe in him. There's a place full of mansions there. He's going to take me there sooner or later. In between, he's going to take care of me while I'm down here, and I may have difficulties. I mean, Paul was in and out of jail some. May have difficulties, but my job's serve God. known people that get cancer have said, talked to a pretty good friend of mine 6 months ago, got cancer, and his attitude was basically, God, if you take me to heaven, I'm ready. If you want to take me to heaven, I'm ready to go. Amen. If you want to leave me here sick, I'll try and do the best I can to serve you sick. Amen. If you want to leave me here and heal me, I'll try and do the best I can to serve you here. God, it's kind of up to you. Yeah. And at that point, when he was saying that, it looked pretty bleak. It looked like he was probably going to heaven. Then it looked like God healed him. Between God and medicine, it looked like he was cured. And for about 4 or 5 months now, we thought things were going good. Now we found out cancer's back. But I mean, heaven's better than down here anyhow. Like Dr. John Rice says in his little booklet on heaven, heaven's always a step up. There's nobody who goes to heaven in the strength of, even in the strength of his youth, who would, if he could, return to this life to live out the best life he could have imagined down here. Right. Anybody goes to heaven, if somebody went up and said, well, you came so young, you were only, we had a 17-year-old girl murdered in Lexington 3 or 4 weeks ago, sent out from the church and said, has she ridden our buses, and went back and looked and found a date and pulled out the decision slip that had been filled in by the soul winner. January 15th, 2015, she trusted Christ, 2017, at 15 years of age. 15 years of age, 2017, she trusted Christ as her Savior. Soul winner named Evelyn Diaz dealt with her. She was in Chelsea Moore's Sunday school class. She's in heaven today. Somebody went to her and said, would you want to go back to earth? You could have more. Man, why would I do that? It's so great up here. Heaven's always an improvement. I mean, I don't know. Acts 27, verses 23 to 25. I've heard Dr. Evans preach on this passage numbers of times. Paul's in the ship in the middle of a storm and everything up and down, and it looks like all life. And Paul says, sirs, I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. I believe God. If I believe God, I'll be able to put my head in a pillow and go to sleep tonight. If I believe God, I ought to feel like, you know, I mean, someday I'm leaving here. My wife, worry about it. If I believe God, somehow God's going to take care of my finances. Yes. Now, you ought to work and you ought to plan. You ought to have a budget. And you ought to do, I teach personal finance. I believe in all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, it's all up to him anyhow. I just want to trust God. And if you read the Bible at all, God promises to take care of us. Psalm 40 and verse 1, I'm glad when I have problems, I can go to God and talk to him and God will hear me. I like to talk to people that listen. You ever talk to people and you say, are you listening to anything I've said? If your ladies are like my wife, or if your husbands are like me, you know, they may say, you feel like my wife will say, Jim, have you heard anything I've been saying? Yeah. 30 seconds to go. Till halftime, I can listen more then. But sometimes we all talk to people who say to them, God listens. God hears our prayers. I got problems. I can go talk. I may not be able to reach my pastor, my friends. I always get a hold of him. And he listens. He always knows what to do, takes care. Look, God gives peace, Isaiah 26:3, to those whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Remember, you're saved. Remember, God is in control. I like the song sometimes we used to sing it during finals. This world is not my home, I'm just passing through. Prayed the Lord to come before I had to take the final in the morning, but he didn't. And I passed him. But this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Angels beckon me from heaven's golden shore, and I don't feel much at home in this world anymore. You know, if you're just passing through an area, it doesn't matter so much what's going on. You know, as far as that goes, I mean, I'm in Florida for a few days. Somebody said, would you hear about the new elections we had, or they may pass this law and that law and so on? I mean, I'm concerned for people here, but it doesn't worry me a whole lot because I'm just passing through. Well, you hear housing prices might go down and nobody, you know, will lose our value. We might wind up upside down, or you think they might go way up and we won't be able to afford it and so on. You think this might happen, that might happen. In general, I hope it works out well for you, but it doesn't concern me a whole lot. I'm just passing through. You know, I mean, going to have a big, some areas going to be a big blizzard next week. Well, that won't matter to me. I'll be gone by then. May have a hurricane come through. It won't matter to me. I'll be gone by then. I'm just passing through. And again, I don't mean to be callous or uncaring about people that are here, but in terms of my life, I'm just passing through. I'm just passing through this earth. 70 years or so. Reason of strength, maybe 80, 90, 100. 100 years from tonight, every one of us be in heaven forever, hell forever. I just pass them through. And I don't have to worry about things down here so much because God gives me peace. So in light of the fact that I'm just passing through here and this isn't my home and I've got an eternal home in heaven, I ought to be worried about laying up treasure in heaven, not on earth, where thieves break through and steal and rust corrupt and moth and rust corrupts and everything else. Hey, I ought to be worried about laying up treasure in heaven, not down here. I ought to be worried about trying to live for God, live for others, share His peace. I think one of the best things any of us can do down here is share the peace of God with somebody else. You may be here this morning, far as that goes, saying, Brother Jorgensen, you've talked a lot about peace and having peace in your heart because you know you're going to heaven. And I do. I know I'm on my way to heaven. Gave testimony of that to a fellow seated beside me on the airplane the other day. And I was reared Lutheran. He'd been reared Catholic. But I said, I got the point in my life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, I thought, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, I've always believed in God. I don't remember a time I didn't believe in God. But on the other hand, I never had any time when I could look and say, today's the day I called on Him to forgive me and save me. And I did that one day. I said, would you like to do that today? And he said, yeah. I said, okay, I'll say a little prayer and you can pray. And we're on the airplane around. And I said, you pray silently if you want to. He leaned his head over towards me so he'd hear and it wouldn't, you know. And prayed and I said, you call on Jesus to forgive you and save you? He said, yes, I did. If you're here this morning, you say, Brother Jones, I mean, yeah, I believe in God, but I don't have assurance I'm going to heaven. You can have that assurance today if you'll call on Him to forgive you and save you. We'll give you an invitation, an opportunity to do that here. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning would say, Brother Jones, I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. I want to go to heaven, but I'm not sure I would if I died today. I don't have that peace. If that's you, I'd like to pray for you. Would you raise your hand? Anybody like that? Looking around the auditorium, first time here, been here often. If I died today, I'm not sure I'm going to heaven. Maybe you're listening on the broadcast and you're not sure about that. They'll give you instructions. wonder if there's others here today that would say, Brother Jorgensen, the message is a help to me. I've been dealing with peace and worry and fretting. Message was a help to me today. I'm going to work at putting my faith in God and trusting in Him. If that's you, I'd like to pray for you. Would you raise your hand? See several hands like that around the auditorium, all pretty much all over different areas. Anybody else? Let's stand with heads bowed and eyes closed, and then I'll pray, and then I'll turn it over to the pastor after I pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the peace of God that passeth all understanding. You give us peace to trust you. Help us to do that, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. This morning, maybe the Lord has spoken to you. Maybe you came in.